Kuf Mem Vav Ziv Beis Kivin Shehizkei Lakari Likud Sefer Torah Also Nasap Afilu Divrei Torah. Once the Bakari start reading from the Torah, one is prohibited to speak even Divrei Torah. The only thing one can say in a short fashion is if he sees somebody being over in Issa, to stop it. Afilu Ben Gavri L'Gavri, in between one Ali and the next one, they're making a Mishaberach, you're not allowed to talk. Shulchan Aruch saying even Divrei Torah is prohibited to speak out. The Mishnah Berurah brings various opinions about speaking Divrei Torah, Legavra, Legavra. And he says, to learn by oneself, he can do it. But to speak to somebody else, even with Divrei Torah, that quite a few Achareim say one should not do. Like the Shulchan Aruch says, if somebody needs a Psak Halacha, then one can fascinate them. It's a short issue. That feeling, Hishlim Hu HaPasha, even if this individual himself already read the Pasha, and he heard Kriyas HaTorah, even so, he's not allowed to talk. That's the way Mishmur Berurah explains this statement. Continues the Mechaber, V'yesh Matirim Ligreis Belachash. That those that say that one can learn something quietly while the Baal Koreah is reading from the Torah. Mishmur Berurah says, this is not talking about when we don't have 10 people listening to the Kriyas HaTorah, because you need a minimum of 10 people hearing the Torah. But if you have 10 people, and also, if he already heard the Kriyas HaTorah, because otherwise he has to hear it for himself, then there are those that permit one to learn quietly. Continues the Mechaber, V'yeshoyimim, Shemyesh Asor Ditzayti, Sefer Torah, Mutal Lesape, Divrei Torah. There's always that say that the 10 people that are listening to Sefer Torah other than him, it's even permitted for somebody to speak in Divrei Torah. Another opinion brings the Mechaber, V'yesh Matirim, say that person also in a case with the 10 people that are listening to the Sefer Torah, that this person is never mevatel from his Divrei Torah, he could also learn other things. Kamavan, today we don't have anybody on that madrega that he never is mevatel anything. It continues the Mechaber v'yesh matirim l'mi shekoydim shenifter Sefer Torah ma'az upon v'mara asma she'enu roitel l'shmei Sefer Torah. There's another situation. As some permit, if the person before they start reading, he turns to the side to show that he's not interested in hearing the Kriyas HaTorah now, and then also he can learn. He wants to not hear the Sefer Torah, he wants to learn his thing. Continues the Mechaber, so v'kitzel l'maisa, if there aren't 10 people listening to the Kriyas HaTorah, you definitely have to listen to the Kriyas HaTorah. If you don't hear the Kriyas HaTorah yet, also, Maskan Mishnah Berurah is you also have to listen to the Kriyas HaTorah. All these Hatayrim are for a person who already heard the Kriyas HaTorah. Continues the Mechaber, Likrei Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum B'Shas Kriyas HaTorah Shori. One is allowed to read Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum at the time of Kriyas HaTorah, because he's involved in what the Baal Koreah is reading. He's reading the Torah together with him. Now, this opinion, the way Mishnah Berurah explains it, is also talking about somebody who already heard the Kriyas HaTorah, and he's not reading together with the Baal Koreah. He's reading another part of the parsha, but since he's involved in the same parsha, it's permitted. Continues the Mechaber, all these lenient opinions apply to other parshas, but Parsha Zohar, which is the Raisa, and Parsha Zohar, which some opinions hold as the Raisa, should Zohar Lechav L'Shoim and Pia Kori. In this situation, he has to be Mechaber and to hear from the Kori. Till now, we were saying that the lenient opinions permit one to learn something else only if he already heard the parsha beforehand. But this statement seems not like that, because if that would be the case, if he already heard Parsha Zohar beforehand, why does he have to hear it a second time just because it's a Raisa? So the truth is, that which we said till now, that if you didn't hear the Parsha yet, you definitely, according to all opinions, have to listen to the Baal Koreah, was the Svara of the Bir Aloch over here, because he felt that it can't be that anybody permits a person not to listen to the Parsha. But he himself says that this part of the Mechaber seems to say not like him. It seems to feel that there are certain opinions that hold that even a person does not yet hear the Kriyas HaTorah, he can learn other things. Halacha l'maisa, one should not rely on those opinions. He has to listen to the Baal Koreah for the entire thing, unless he was yaser ready. Then we have these leniencies. Continues the Mechaber, v'anochen shebechol parshis, roi l'medaktik v'dvorov, l'chaven daiter l'shom v'priya koreah. The proper thing, the Mechaber himself says, that a person should concentrate and pay attention to what the Baal Koreah is reading. Mishnah Berurah brings Pirchodesh, Vilnagoyin, Shiloh, Magen Avram, that all say that this halacha, that one has to pay attention to what's being read, is not just a nice thing. It's a chiyuv. Everybody has to hear everything that's being read. Bishop Ruth, though, does bring that it is a proper and acceptable thing to read together with the Baal Koreah when he's reading. This way it helps you concentrate. If you're doing so, you have to do it very quietly so you don't disturb the people around you.